Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Imprint Companion, the podcast that is an official companion to Imprint Films, beautiful boutique Blu-ray releases, a lovely boutique Blu-ray label here in Australia. My name is Alexi Toliopoulos, and joining me as always on our discussion on Blu-ray culture, it is Mr. Blake Howard. How are you doing today, brother?
Oh, bro, I'm so good and I'm so glad we've got another big thick Peckinpah box from Imprint Films. Holy ship. It's exciting to be talking to you. And I think we had to clear the decks because this is quite a special release. And I think you and I really freak out when we see the care that some of these releases go to. And I'm just like stoked to talk about this one with you today.
Especially a film that feels like a bit of a lost movie. This is the second big Sam Peckinpah release in the Imprint label. We're talking about The Osterman Weekend, which is the final film of Sam Peckinpah, and it sings very closely to their previous release of a Sam Peckinpah film, Major Dundee, where it has had like this kind of legacy of being, there was a movie released, but it was not the movie that Sam Peckinpah made, and it has lived that way for a very long time. And both of these releases, they've gone all out. Heaps of special features, two huge discs filled of theatrical cut, director's cut, and lots and lots and lots of special features. But they've got those great hard boxes that you kind of slip the two little plastic slips inside, and I think like the two clamshell covers go directly inside. I think they're so cool, and it's interesting that Imprint is kind of, they've kind of cornered the market on this look. Like, there's a few other ones in here, like of course the Alfie box set that has got the original movie Alfie, and then the
Talking About Your Generation
documentary with Michael Caine as well. We've got this one, we've got Major Dundee, and then coming up just next month, there's a huge Wicker Man box set that is taking on the same kind of model of multiple cuts in a hectic little freaking cardboard hard shell box. I think it's really, really cool. And Osterman Weekend is such a surprising one to get the treatment, because it's a movie that, while made by one of the most famous, beloved, hyper-masculine action, groundbreaking action director, I would say, to a degree, Sam Peckinpah, it's kind of got this reputation of being not a very good one. And I think that's something cool about Imprint, is that they find these films that were once deemed not worthy, and they put it together to go, hang on a tick, this shit is worthy.
Yeah, like Sam Peckinpah, probably even more influential from his acolytes than actually his films. Like, his films are so massive, but his influence and his handprints and his fingerprints are across all sorts of films and filmmakers. Obviously, my favorite filmmaker in the world is Mr. Michael Mann, and Michael Mann is holds Sam Peckinpah with like reverential levels in his filmography and his influence. And there's even something we'll talk about in Osterman, which was like a direct setting in Los Angeles that I was like, oh shit. Like,
I've seen that before.
It was crazy. And so what I love about Osterman though is It's great in the continuity of Peckinpah because I get a feeling we're going to see more Peckinpahs out in print.
Yeah.
And so that's great. But with Dundee was one of the last ones that they'd snatched away from him. So they snatched away Dundee, they took away Convoy, and he was in director jail for a long time. And so when filmmakers were passing this around, this Ludlum script, that it was a bestseller, they're like, okay, great. It's like early, you know, proto IP. Mm-hmm. We can get it out there. Putting his name on it immediately attracted a whole bunch of like very attractive stars to this movie, almost instantaneously.
Cool actors.
Rutger Hauer, Dennis Hopper,
John Hurt, of course.
Craig so many,
T. freaking Nelson.
Craig T. Nelson, straight away, Burt Lancaster. Immediately, all these people just went, Sam Peckinpah, I'm in. I'm rushing towards this. And so that was what was excellent about it, is that it brought all these people together. And what was really striking is the cut that they made him abandon, and this is what's sort of crazy, it's like it feels so very close to the vision that he wanted to realize. Mm. And then in that panic that like we don't like what we've got, they tore it away from him, and obviously then he passed away. And so it was never the same again. He was never the same man again, never the same filmmaker again, and he passed away. But this is like a weird and wonderful little thing. And what's so great, so what I would strongly recommend, this is a must buy. I'm putting that out there on Front Sheet now. It's a must buy for me, for anyone who's like a bit of a cinephile, and especially if you're a Mann fan or a Peckinpah fan, you have to get this version. Because the legend, I'm going to call him a legend, Mike Siegel, a German absolute Peckinpah nut, made friends with Peckinpah's familiars and all the people in his inner circle as part of like bringing together a couple of documentaries called Passion and Poetry about different filmmaking experiences of Peckinpah. You can seek those out independently. But he actually found the original 35mm director's cut that Peckinpah made for his friends, including like these weird, strange, like in-joke credits, and they restored it back from that 35mm scan to the 2K release that we're seeing now. So you literally are seeing something that hasn't been seen for 30 years that's been in the Peckinpah archive. And even the first reel of the film, as one of the doco shows, the restoration documentary shows, like the first reel of the film is almost lost. They had to do a lot of work to even get the soundtrack, the magnetic soundtrack had all gone, so they had to, you know, piece it back together. And I'm just stunned now that you can see this thing in all of its glory. And it is definitely got all those Peckinpah signatures, but man, I loved how weird and kind of dark and for a film that, if you've never heard of it, is about a group of friends who get together, you know, once a year every weekend. They call them the Ostermans because one of their friends, played by Craig T. Nelson's surname, is Osterman. They get together, they have some drunken fun times together, and then they go off and live their lives. And this particular Osterman weekend, Rutger Hauer's character, who's like a television interviewer, he gets approached by the CIA, John Hurt and Burke Lancaster, basically to observe them and film them and surveil them. And for a movie that's so deeply ingrained about surveillance and like keeping things hidden from your friends, this group of friends seems to have no secrets. In fact, sometimes they're somewhat shameless in front of each other. And yet we observe them observing themselves. And so it's a really beautiful, weird, twisty, pulpy, and actually quite speedy film altogether. And this was my first time watching it. And I was like, oh, this is it. Like, this is not lesser. This is not, I don't know what people's opinions of it were at the time. I guess what people's expectations, like if you hold it up in the, is this going to be the Wild Bunch? You're obviously going to be disappointed. But I was really like, I was really engaged and thrilled. Like during the watching of this, the stakes were high, the peril was high, the action was great. And in the quiet moments, the creepy moments, it just had the best cast. John Hurt, Rutger Hauer, Craig T. Nelson. I'm like, oh, these guys, I could watch them speak in the phone book to each other, and them acting creepy towards one another is just top shelf.
Yeah, I think that's where I land with it as well, is that this cast is just, it's some of the most magnificent actors. And it's a really eclectic bunch of actors.
Yes.
So I think that's what is so tantalizing about The Osterman Weekend, is that aspect of it. It is a bit of a curio because...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're seeing the intersection of a lot of actors that I think would otherwise feel completely impossible. Like, I love Craig T. Nelson. I never thought I'd see him in a movie with freaking Dennis Hopper, Burt Lancaster, John Hurt, and Rutger Hauer all together and sharing the screen together. That seems like alternate reality stuff. And I think it comes together quite nicely. I'd say, for most of this movie, Blake, I felt like I didn't like it. But then when you get to the end, this film has such a superb final 10 minutes or so. I was just like, yeah, this was a good one. This was sick.
It's what's even funnier is that, like, Craig T. Nelson is the very assertive, like, martial arts doing, you know, friend who's, like, wheeling and dealing TV producer. A bit slimy, but also tough. Mm. Dennis Hopper plays Richard Jermaine, who's like a therapist,
yeah.
But he's got this really, like, twisted, pervy relationship with his partner, where he's kind of like, they're in a bit of a sub dom thing. Like, she's very outwardly sexual and, like, kind of, he's a bit repressed. And so seeing, like, a button down Dennis Hopper, super weird.
Yeah.
Toss of a coin between who plays the lead character in this movie, whether Rutger Hauer could easily play John Hurt's creepy CIA guy, and John Hurt could easily play Rutger Hauer's, like, interviewer, like, straight-laced interviewer, and they kind of toss
Michael
the coin
Parkinson
in this.
Or something.
Yeah, they toss the coin in this movie and they play these different roles, and I just like the weirdness. I like the entanglement of, like, media trying to expose the systems of government and the government being, like, you know, the understanding the manipulation of television, understanding what you can be see, what you're seeing on the screen can manipulate you. And I was just like, I really liked a lot of the themes of this movie. If it doesn't quite sing in every moment, I was like, I really dig the themes. I really like what they're trying to do. And I also just like how flagrantly these people have grown apart from one another and they treat each other like shit. Like, yeah. I was like, that feels really true. Like, friends growing apart and they do this thing because they feel like they're burdened to do it and they kind of, like, don't like each other anymore. And it feels like that. And the wives all having, like, not great relationships with one another and tenuous relationships and maybe inferences of affairs and other things. And it just felt like, I don't know, it just felt sort of very, very relatable and in those relationships, and they felt like they had a great chemistry, that whole group of people. And so what is so good? So you've got the disc one, which is a theatrical cut. You've then got disc two, which not only has this terrific restoration plus a Sam's Final Cut documentary that was created this year actually for the movie, but it has something that is so awesome. I want this for, I'm just saying this out there, I want this for every single one we see like this. If there is a final cut, if there is a alternate version, especially a found footage version with a director
a
is changed.
A new director's cut, some kind of thing.
I want a side-by-side with the exact changes. I want to see the scenes that are excised. I want to see the new takes that are utilized. And there's a great side-by-side, the two cuts comparison that actually goes through every single scene where they've used alternate cuts, they've used alternate framing, they've used different color schemes, and it shows you exactly what it does. And so, like, for me, I watched, it's so weird, like, I've watched The Osterman Weekend, like, multiple times in preparation to chat about it.
That's so funny.
I watched the first theatrical cut, then I watched the director's cut, then I watched the side-by-sides, and then I watched the docos. And I was just like, I'm in the world of Peckinpah and this. And so, like, not, it's very hard for a director to go out on top with their best film. And I don't think I think maybe it's happened once in any director's career, but truly this was like, this wasn't a lesser film. This was like a really solid, you know, it was really going for something. It really had a look. It really had a feel. It really had a texture. And it has a scene where all the three characters who are under suspicion of being potential Soviet operatives are standing in a drive-in in LA, the same drive-in almost from Heat.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I couldn't believe it. And yeah, it just felt like Michael Mann, If anyone saw the 35mm cut, director's cut before the public saw it, I feel like Michael Mann saw it.
I feel like you've got your inklings may be correct. Absolutely. It's a real cool little like release. I don't know if I'm as enthusiastic as you, Blake, on this because this is like 100% in your wheelhouse. This is a Blake Howard official. Like, I want your face like little Alan Jones where they used to put the stickers on those DVDs.
Carl and
like,
Jackie O. Yeah, Carl and Jackie O recommend.
Carl and Jackie O. This is a Blake recommends on there. I think that if your tastes align with the kind of works of Sam Peckinpah, if you're a Michael Mann fan, if you like this kind of, if your thing is like this kind of weird espionage, the intersection of espionage, propaganda, and the media, if that all seems like it's up your alley, I would agree this is one that you really should check out. And now that it's out there in the world and possible to check out, I mean, we know the best way to watch it is this imprint. I would also say, I think I texted you during the movie while I was watching it, was as this director's cut begins, there's like this very long, long text on the screen at the very start going, this is the process we had to go to get this version up any way possible. There's so much damage to the film where it's warped and changed shape at some point, and like some of the films change shape and change size. So we had to do all this work. And then the movie begins in a very odd, dreamy surveillance footage of like this love scene between John Hurt and his wife that turns into like a scene of violence where one of them is assassinated. And the way that's shot is like this warped style where it's like...
It's like you're tuning your VHS tape to your old TV and you haven't quite tuned it correctly.
You're trying to find the channels and stuff.
And the waves are waving across the screen and cascading.
Yeah.
And so Lex dived into the director's cut and he's like, I'm getting vertigo.
I fully got vertigo watching this. I had motion sickness and I'm just like, oh no. Because it goes so hardcore going, you know, we couldn't get the right shape of the film and stuff. I was like, oh no, is the whole movie going to be like this? And it's like this like fucked up VHS tape. So I'm texting Blake, I go, is it like this the whole way through? I think I have to go to theatrical cut. I think I have to go to theatrical cut. And then as soon as I texted you, it just goes to the next scene. It's normal. I go, oh, that was an artistic choice. One that I found unbearable at the start of the movie. But by the end of this film, I was like, yeah, this is real cool. This is one worth checking out.
Yeah, look, and there are Peckinpah heads out there. I remember I mentioned, I was so excited to talk to you about this. I mentioned it on Twitter and, you know, one of the world's great Peckinpah heads, Bilge Ibiri, our friend of all things 1-8-Minute Productions, was like, he just texted back, what, with like 30 exclamation marks and question marks, like, what did they do? And I think that's what why we wanted to make this a singular episode talking about it, is because I know there are Peckinpah fans out there. I know there are people, and, you know, especially with a filmmaker who's had films snatched away from his clutches, and that's why people were really keen to see the great work that they did restoring Major Dundee's director's cut. And I just know that there are other cuts out there, so if you're a Peckinpah head, this is the kind of thing you want to, you know, latch onto, get your hooks in and watch it. But look, this has been another Imprint Companion. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We have a massive month next month. It is a weird and wonderful kind of Godfather-y adjacent month in a strange way. Lots of great Anthony Quinn stuff in there.
Yeah, we've got The Brotherhood, which is a Kirk Douglas mafia movie. We've got The Don Is Dead. We've got that big ass Wicker Man box set. Ooh. We've got one of my favorites, Across 110th Street, which is one of your favorites as well.
Love that.
Cutter's Way, which I've been looking forward to see for a long time. The Counterfeit Traitor. And a little movie I've not heard of, but I know you just watched it, Blake, called The Man on a Swing.
Man on a Swing, maybe one of the weird great movies. You know, like, I think we've had a lot of those in Imprint where we text each other and go, I saw something that was so weird and it may be great and I can't wait for you to see it, to check it out. A really, like, twisty, drops you in kind of media res investigation about... a clairvoyant who just knows all the details of a murder and how that entangles with the police investigation. Very cool. Very influential by the looks of things, because there's been so many texts that are like that I've seen in, you know, Netflix shows and the like, but really had a good time with it and looking forward to chatting with you more about it. We're going to have lots of physical media chats coming up, so much from all of our other companies that we partner with. But this has been Imprint Companion. We can't wait to chat that. And then after next month's behemoth couple of episodes, a little couple of discs from your boys doing a little commentary track on Twilight. Excited. Not Catherine Hardwick's film, Paul Newman, Gene Hackman, and Susan Sarandon's film.
It's a very cool film, and it's in the neo-noir box set. We were lucky enough and blessed enough to do a freaking audio commentary for a really cool movie in a freaking sick-ass box set of, full of, like, 90s neo-noir movies.
Commentaries from Travis Woods, booklets from Walter Chaw. That also has the Incredible Warriors release we're going to see. So much great stuff coming up. And so many other filmmakers getting the Peckinpah treatment, like Walter Hill. You know, they're coming out in these big, behemoth, beautiful individual box sets as well. Yeah. So excited. Excited
I'll
to
tell
see
you what, Blake, that Warriors box with the directors and finally the theatrical cut on Blu-ray was like a dream come true for me. I think I've literally prayed at my bedside going, someone please release the Warriors theatrical cut on Blu-ray. Please, please, please. So that is coming up in the future. In the meantime, if you want to hear more from Blake, stick to the One Hit Minute production stream here on your podcatcher of choice. And also, we are doing a little double review episode this week over on the Total Reboot feed. We're doing new release reviews on me covering Everything Everywhere All at Once, and Blake is telling me all about Michael Bay's Ambulance.
Cannot wait. Ambulance. Ants, which has the same font scheme as Brazzers, as some delightful people on the internet have pointed out. So,
oh, good Lord. I've never heard of what Brazzers is, but
That's the first lie Alexi has told on this podcast.
So check that out. In the meantime, keep spinning those discs, babies.
Hi, this is Blake Howard, host and producer of One Heat Minute Productions podcast. We dive into the great and underappreciated cinematic works, often 1 minute or one scene at a time. Our crew of guests are some of the most wonderful filmmakers, writers, authors, and critics ever assembled. Our shows include One Heat Minute, Josie and the Podcats, All the President's Minutes, Increment Vice, and right now, Zodiac Chronicle. Check out oneheatminute.com or find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.